I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Everybody is investing 24 hours. It doesn't matter what you're investing in. You're investing in something that's going to make you better. You invest in something that's taking you backwards. Because we know there's no neutral in the universe, right? You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook, 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, 25 Conversation Starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, Buy a Game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible, where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to occur. And on top of this, you become a go-getter with the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic. Today, we're going to be borrowing from Mr. Warren Buffett. Everybody knows who Warren Buffett is. And for many years that I've been alive, he's been known as the richest man on the planet. He's not quite that right now. He's been slacking a little bit. He got passed by, I believe he got passed by Bill Gates. And I know everybody's been passed by Jeff Bezos, who's worth like $100 billion or something right now, depending on the day, depending on how stock price performs. But Warren Buffett, I think he's doing all right. You know, I think he's doing all right, worth several $1 billion and the tens of billions of dollars. Everybody knows who Warren is. He's known as maybe the smartest investor there is out there in the world. And he sends out these annual reports every year that anyone can read about his publicly traded company, Berkshire Hathaway. And I was reading that in 1977, he sent a letter out to his shareholders, something that he does every year, at least once a year, that the public gets a hold of. 1977, he sent a letter out to his shareholders detailing the four things that Warren looks for, him and his partner Charlie Munger look for anytime they were deciding to invest in a company, invest in or acquire a company, four specific things they were looking for. And I'm going to go over what those four things are here in today's episode and how they apply to you, because I'm not in the stock investing or company acquisition world. Maybe you are, But even if you're not, these principles will apply directly to you. I'm going to translate them for you. I'm going to analogize each of these principles for you here today. And you need to look at yourself as the company that may be being invested in, because you are a company. And if you don't believe you're a company, I mean, well, think about this. Do you have a job? Do you have a business? Do you earn money? Yeah, so money's coming in. Now, do you spend money? Do you pay for food? Do you pay your electricity bill? Do you pay for your cell phone? Do you pay for Wi-Fi? Do you pay for gas in your car? Do you pay for insurance? Do you pay for your clothes? Yes, okay, money's coming in and money's going out. You are a business entity. So you need to look at yourself the same way that Warren would look at the businesses that he would invest in and or acquire, and ask yourself, do you fit the criteria of something that Warren Buffett would be interested in? Now, again, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're right or wrong just because Warren Buffett would be interested or not. But again, knowing that most of us respect this guy's genius, respect this guy's talent, and everyone has to respect his success when it comes to being an investor, because he's put money in and made more money out. He has been successful at what he does. So we're going to look at his principles and see how all of us measure up against those principles. Point number one, today's topic is Warren Buffett's four investment principles, how you measure yourself against these principles. Number one, we only invest in companies which we can understand. That's it. Things that we can understand. How does that apply to you, you may be wondering. If someone were to look at you, look at your actions, look at your life, look at the things that you're interested in, the things that you focus on, the things that you put your time, attention, money, and energy into, could they understand what you're about? Can I understand what you're about, what your life is about, what you're serious about, what you care about, and where you're going just by observing your actions? Not by a document that you wrote up, not by looking at your list of goals, not by you telling me what you're about, but if I was to just look at you, if I was to just watch you for 72 hours, just watching your actions, or a week, or a month, or a year, would it be obvious where you're headed? Would it be obvious what you're serious about? Would it be obvious what I think? Could I make an educated guess as to where you'll be 5 years from now just by watching your actions for 3 days? Can people understand you? Because some people out there, they're going all different directions, right? 1 week, they want to be an athlete. The next week, they want to be a rapper. The next week, they want to be a computer geek. Next week, they want to stand on a corner. The next week, they don't want to do anything. Next week, they want to read books. Next week, they want to start a podcast. They're not even sure what they're about. Therefore, nobody else can be sure what they're about. Can people be sure and clear what you are about, what you've been about, and what you're going to be about in the future based on your actions? There's a reason why every single day when I open this podcast, the first principle is the discipline of showing up every single day to do the work. And it's not just showing up anywhere to do work. It's not like you show up to do construction one day and then you're driving Uber the next day and then you're doing a podcast the next day and then you're being a photographer the next day and then you're a model the next day and then you're an Instagram influencer the next day. You got to figure out where you're going to show up every single day, the same place to do the work, metaphorically speaking. What are you about, and is it clear that you're about that through your actions? That's point number one. Number two, today's topic is Warren Buffett's four investment principles, four things he looks for before he invests in anything. Do you have favorable long-term prospects? Warren only likes to invest in companies that have favorable long-term prospects. So that means not only have you performed well up to this point, but does it look like you're going to perform well moving forward? What does your future look like? Does your future look like you're going somewhere? And again, that's also based on your actions. What are you doing on a day-to-day basis? And it's also based on point number one. If I can't understand what you're about, how can I predict what you're going to do in the future? What if I told you many times is a number one indicator of future performance, past performance? Number one, people decide, infer where you're going to be tomorrow is based on what you did yesterday. If yesterday you were doing some bullshit, what do you think people are going to expect you to be doing tomorrow? If that's the only thing they know about you. If all they know about you is what they saw you doing yesterday, what do you think they would expect from you tomorrow? If you weren't you and you saw what you did yesterday, what would you expect from you tomorrow if you had to bet some money on it? Now, I know you would say something great if it's nothing involved. You had to bet money on it. What would you bet on you doing tomorrow based on your actions yesterday or last year compared to next year? Favorable long-term prospects. Are you doing something that has a future in it? Do your actions have a future? Do the investments that you're making in yourself every day have a future in them? And understand, we're all making investments every day. See, there's no one who doesn't invest in themselves. Everybody invests in themselves. It's just we make different types of investments, because every day we invest 24 hours, right? Everybody gets 24, whether you do something positive with it or negative, or you try to not use it at all. Everybody is investing 24 hours. It doesn't matter what you're investing in. Are you investing in something that's going to make you better, or you invest in something that's taking you backwards? Because we know there's no neutral in the universe, right? You're either getting better or you're getting worse. So based on your actions, based on the investments you're making every day, do you have favorable long-term prospects? Where do you see yourself going, and where would a person who knows nothing, is completely objective, and all they could do is watch your actions for the last fill in the blank number of days, weeks, months, years, what would they predict is going to happen to you based on your previous actions up to this point? Objectively, step outside of yourself. We talked about stepping outside of ourselves, right? Of the self-assessment, stepping outside of ourselves to look at ourselves objectively. What would you see in that person looking at you? Do you want to create more content for your brand, whether in written, audio, or video format, but you're having trouble figuring out how, why, where, or coming up with the ideas for actually creating more content? For you, I created my new course. It's called Content Machine. Find out more, get full details, and get yourself started creating content at dreallday.com/content. That's the Content Machine course at dreallday.com/content. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three. Today's topic is Warren Buffett's four investment principles and how each of us, how we measure up to his principles. Number three, operated by honest and competent people. Now, that's a deep pause a little bit on that one. Operated by honest and competent people. What does that mean? It means a few things. Number one, do you know what the fuck you're doing? That's what it means. Do you know what you're doing? That's the competent part. Are you competent at what you're doing? Or you say you want to be a basketball player, but right now you can't make a layup. Is that competence? I would say no. You say that you want to make you want to be a YouTuber, but you don't even own a camera. Is that competence? I would have to say that's not a competence. Now, maybe you're doing, maybe you have a phone, but you're not recording videos because you feel like you got to have a camera first. But you say you're going to be a YouTuber. That's not competence to me. You're not working with what you have. Competence means not just that you have all these resources or that you're this smart or that you have all of these achievements. It means whatever resources you have at this moment, you're doing something with it to get towards the place that you say you want to be at. That's what competence means. It's not about what you have, it's about what you do with what you have. That's the competence part of it. And are you actually producing results with the actions that you're taking? Can we see tangible results based on your actions? Are you getting an ROI, a return on your investment of energy? If not, then we would have to call you incompetent. As simple as that. A business is competent when their actions are producing results, and you are incompetent when your actions are not producing results. Plain black and white. And also honest. Are you ethical? Can people trust you? Can you say something's going to happen and then it actually happens? Are you delivering on your promise? If your promise is, I'm going to do this every week, are you doing it every week? If you say this show is going to come out every day, is it coming out every day? If you say it's going to be about this, is it actually about that? If you say I'm going to be at this place, are you at that place? If you say 5 o'clock, are you there at 5 o'clock? Or are you there at 5:15? Or are you there at 4:45? I hope you caught that one right there. Early is on time, while time is late, and late is to be forgotten. Are you honest? Are you competent? Can people trust your word? Can people trust your work? Not just your word, what you say, but your work, the effort that you put in. Do we know what it's going to produce on a consistent basis? And all of these are intertwined, as you can see. When an honest and competent person is running their business, your life being a business, then they're probably going to be favorable on long-term prospects, and we can understand exactly what's going on, right? This is how they all work together. And point number four, today's topic is Warren Buffett's four principles of investment and how they apply to us, available at a very attractive price. Now, Warren Buffett is no fool. When you see a picture of Warren Buffett, he looks like this warm, cuddly teddy bear, but don't mistake his apparent kindness for weakness. The guy still wants to make money. So he's not going to buy a company, even if they have points one, two, and three. If the price is too high, he's not investing. If he doesn't like the price of it, he's not going to buy into that company. So what does that mean for you, though? If you're not selling a company or you're not selling yourself for a price right now to Warren Buffett, it means when you are making an offer to other people, are you making an offer just for what you're going to gain yourself? Or also, are you making it equitable for that person? Are you telling people what they're going to get in such a way that they are persuaded to take action and get whatever it is you're offering? Let me say that again. When you are making your offer of yourself, if you offer yourself as a player to a basketball team, what is the coach going to get from you? Now, we know what you're going to get. You get to be on the team. You get a uniform. You get a spot on the roster. You get your picture on the team website. You may get some Instagram highlights if you get in the game at all. We know what you're going to get. But what is the coach going to get for having you on the team? What are you doing for the coach? We know what the coach is doing for you. But what are you doing for him? You want a job at a company. What are you going to do to make that company better? Is the company better because you're in the room, or does it not matter that you're in the room? Or is the company worse when you're in the room? What are you doing to give to whoever is giving to you? If you are a business person, and you're selling a product, are people going to get better from using your product or utilizing your service or having whatever it is you offer? Listen, I tell you, you hear the advertisements on this podcast. Any product you get from me, you will be a better person, a more valuable individual as a result of having that product or utilizing that service than you were without it. That's just a fact. And if you can find somebody who can prove that untrue, I want to hear from them. You got to be able to deliver on that promise. This is what I mean in point number four. I got to be available at an attractive price. An attractive price is relative, people. An attractive price could be $1 as long as I'm getting $2 in value back. An attractive price could also be $1 million if I'm getting $2 million back. Or anything that's over $1 million. It makes it worth my time to make that investment. So what is the attractive price that you're offering? In other words, what do people get for giving you what you want? What are you giving them about what they want? We all know the famous saying, maybe you don't know who it came from, but famous motivational speaker Zig Ziglar said, you can have everything you want if you help enough other people get what they want. So how many people are you helping get what they want in order to get what you want? This is the law of karma in action, but how much good energy are you putting out in order to demand back from the universe the good energy that you want back, or the good fill in the blank, whatever you want, fans, admirers, followers, money? What do you want back, and how much of it are you putting out equitably towards other people? Let's recap today's topic. Warren Buffett's four investment principles. The four things Warren Buffett needs. He needs all four of these to be checked off to invest in a company. Not one, not three, not two. All four of them checked off in order for him to invest in a company. Number one, that company, that entity, this is you we're talking about, has to be able to be understood. What are you doing? Where are you going? Is it clear what you're about by just looking at your actions without you having to give me a long, detailed explanation of what you're about? Not a story. What are you about through your actions? Number two, favorable long-term prospects. Is it clear, based on your actions, that you are going somewhere, that you're going to be better tomorrow than you are today, that you will, if I don't talk to you at all for 5 years and I come find you 5 years from now, you'll be in a better space then than you are today? Is it clear through your actions that that is who you are? It should not have to be explained. Is it clear? Number three, operated by honest and competent people. Are you ethical? Do you deliver on your promise? When you say you're going to do something, are you actually doing it in competency? Do you know what the hell you're doing? Are you delivering results in your work, period? Black and white, yes or no. Number four, available at a very attractive price, meaning whatever it is you are asking for from your audience, from your customers, from your clients, are you giving them more back in return than what you are taking in payment? If you are not giving back more than what you are taking in payment, you are violating a principle of a book called The Go-Giver. If you didn't read that book by John David Mann and Bob Berg, read the book called The Go-Giver. It is about receiving just as well as you give. If you're not giving, then you shouldn't be expecting to receive anything. If you do not have all four of these checked off, Warren Buffett wouldn't invest in you. And why would you expect anybody else to invest in you? Marinate on that. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.